This is the biggest confrontation yet in Europe's latest migration crisis. This is the rising desperation of thousands of people stuck on a border that won't open for them.
This is Poland. They have children.
And this is the consequence of a humanitarian situation EU leaders say has been cynically manufactured. The crossing at Brzeski. Migrants and refugees here are on the Belarusian side. Polish border forces, to stop them crossing into the EU, use water cannon and tear gas. At the front are mainly young men, but many women and children are in the crowds behind. For those on the receiving end, it's an inhumane and hypocritical rejection by Europe. Al Jazeera's reporter on the ground spoke with them.
They're using pepper spray and water and tear gas against the children. Is this the human rights of Europe? 10 days we've been here without water, temperatures are -5, and what can we do? Where are the human rights organizations? We were a good country. They invaded Iraq in 2003. We've lost everything. We've sold our cars and sold our houses. They've destroyed our country, and now this is their human rights?
We haven't slept since yesterday. Our feet are freezing, and the only word we can hear is attention, attention. We have kids, we have wives. If they don't want to allow us through, then return us back to our countries. We haven't eaten for 5 days. Only a little food is available for women and kids. We need a safe place. We need a safe country.
It certainly is an uneven fight. But Poland's authorities also want the world to see its dilemma here. As they view it, they're the victim, holding fast the EU's borders against a Belarusian dictator using desperate people as a weapon. On Tuesday, that man held a meeting on the crisis that Western leaders say is his revenge. Revenge against them for sanctioning Alexander Lukashenko's government for domestic political repressions. For months, Belarus has been granting migrants visas, promising them an easy route into the EU that's turned out to be an illusion.
As I have told Merkel, the problem is that if we don't save those people, we would both lose, both Belarus and to an even bigger extent the European Union, which didn't let through the refugees to the EU territory. That's why I proposed on solving the situation in general. We agreed with Merkel that we won't talk about it specifically. She asked for some time, for a pause to discuss the proposal with the members of the European Union. That's fine.
While Alexander Lukashenko tries to extract from the EU the concessions he wants, the situation on the border worsens. The numbers are growing, the temperatures are plunging, and the desperation increases, and with it the likelihood of more big clashes. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's bring in our correspondent, Steph Vassin. She's in the Polish town of Kuznice, on the other side of the border from Belarus, where those clashes have been taking place. Step, watching that violence on the border today, that's really been quite the escalation.
Absolutely. These are really dramatic pictures right here at the gate into the European Union. Of course, these pictures are not going down well here with many in Europe. And although the Polish authorities call this all a provocation, they say this is exactly what Alexander Lukashenko was after. He wanted this provocation. He wanted these images going around the world of showing how the EU is treating harmless and unarmed refugees and migrants. Polish authorities also say they were throwing stones and logs at the border, and that's how why they responded so strongly. One Polish officer got seriously ill, seriously injured, his skull is broken. But on the other hand, these images will definitely put more pressure also on the European Union to solve this crisis. It's been going on for weeks and months already, and the situation has definitely rapidly deteriorated. People are really getting desperate now here in the winter, stuck between the two countries, Belarus one side and Poland on the other.
And Steph, we were earlier talking about this propaganda war that you've just alluded to there. This diplomatic row is certainly heating up, and the EU is now stepping up sanctions. Is that going to have any impact?
Yesterday, they slapped more sanctions on Alexander Lukashenko and the people involved, as they say, in this fabricated migrant crisis orchestrated by Belarus. by having easy entry visas for people, migrants and asylum seekers to enter Minsk. But we have seen that sanctions in the past haven't really gone anywhere. They haven't had any effect. And what's happening now is that actually the diplomatic channels with the disputed leader that's, who's been called a dictator by European leaders are open again. Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, had a long phone conversation with Alexander Lukashenko for 15 minutes yesterday, and he said today that they will have another conversation soon. Something is being offered, something's being negotiated. So that's a real significant point to mention, because before, these diplomatic channels were totally closed for a year. So now he is in charge, basically, Lukashenko. He's pulling the strings. And everyone is, of course, really wondering what is coming out of this negotiation.
Step Vasson there with all the latest for us from very near the Polish-Belarus border. Thank you, Step. Well, let's now bring in Witold Klaus. He's a human rights lawyer. He joins us now from the Polish capital, Warsaw. Witold, there are obviously a number of conventions and protocols in place that are meant to protect the rights of refugees. The EU also has the Dublin regulation for countries to take up responsibility for those within its borders. Now, as a lawyer, what do you make of what happened today?
It happened what it's meant to be happened, and what probably it was planned a long time ago, and it should be expected from people in desperate situation, because as it's been said, they are trapped at the border between two fences, between two armies, without food, without anything, and without any solutions, without any hope, what will happen next to them, and then what will you offer to them? So, I mean, there was no possibility for them to stay there. That's why they tried to solve this by their own. Of course, using violence, but it's new for the situation at the border, because previously for the first situation during the last several months, the violence has been deployed by immigrants at the border.
Well, Witold, as you alluded to there, a lot of the people that we're talking about here, the men, the women and the children that we've seen today who are trying to cross over, they're stuck in this border area between countries, this kind of grey zone. In that case, what sort of rights do they actually have?
I mean, they always have a right to to apply for asylum, and there is only way that could enter and should enter the gate to the EU, in this case to Poland. But no one listened to them, so we don't know if they applying for asylum. Do they want to that to do that or not? But nevertheless, I mean, the EU should solve the situation on the not only on the diplomatic level, but on the humanitarian level. So, in my opinion, those people should be entered Poland, and different procedures should be applied to them, either asylum or return procedure to secure them safe back homes.
You talk about potential return procedures. We've actually been getting reports of the opposite, how Belarusian authorities are encouraging migrants and refugees to try to cross. I mean, even giving them wire cutters, showing them the way through the forest. You're sitting in the Polish capital now. How's all of that going over in Warsaw?
I mean, it depends. The government is very, very open about their policy. They sealing the border. They don't want people there. They present themselves as the defenders of the EU. But there is also another side of presented by activists, by regular members of the society, and most of the people do not accept those policies. Maybe not most, but a lot of people do not accept this policy. And it's really embarrassed what the government, Polish government, is doing and at the moment.
Well, as we've seen, the diplomatic spat appears to be escalating between the EU and Belarus, and a lot of people are talking about the migrants and refugees that we've seen today being used as pawns. Where do you actually see this going?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, the whole diplomatic situation is deployed too late, because the situation started in June already on the Belarus and Lithuanian border. And only now we see that something is going on, at least. So it's very late and it's very cold also. So those people are in a more and more difficult situation and more in a desperate. So, and if any each government, I mean Polish and Belarusian, don't want to bend and to do anything to help those people, we could even expect some deaths on the border, and we've seen several of them already.
We have indeed, and we're seeing more of that desperation. Witold Klaus there, human rights lawyer, speaking to us from Warsaw. Thanks so much for joining us on Al Jazeera, Witold.
Thank you.